I think he's been raring to go since he was announced as the head football coach over at Keystone in the offseason. Is Don Griswold now takes the helm of that Keystone football program. Donnie, great to have you on here at the Brew Kettle, and obviously you're fired up, man.
Absolutely. Tim and Tom, what a dynamic duo. Thanks for having us. Thanks for doing this every year. It's a lot of fun. Like you said, it's one of the best times of the year. It's the end of August. We're getting ready to tee it up and kick the ball down the field and get after it. It's great to be here. Thank you.
And we're excited that you're the head football coach at Keystone because your former boss, Rob Clerico, now joins us on WEOL. He's a heck of a radio guy. Well, he did some games with us a couple of years ago. He's fantastic. I'm like, Rob, I'm going to miss you on the forecast. I'm going to miss you on the pregame and all that. But, man, you're doing games with us, and now you got Griswold as the head coach. This is a perfect world.
It's a win-win, and certainly Coach Clerico will be missed. But he remains a great friend, and he certainly has a face for radio, yes.
Right there with me. Good. That was good, Don. I didn't say that.
Well, let's talk about the 2017 Keystone Wildcat football program. Just kind of your expectations. What are your thoughts as you get ready for kickoff a week from Friday?
Yeah, well, I really like our team. I really like where we're at. We got 42 young men who have come out and are working hard every day and have really bought into the mantra of just beat yesterday's best self. Get 1% better every day and buy into the process, and the process will take care of itself. And I love our kids. I love our line depth. I like our athleticism and our speed overall. And I'm excited to see what this team can do as it grows over 10 weeks.
Now, I know when you were with Rob, you primarily were on the defensive side, correct?
Sure.
Is that
yep.
still your focus?
No. The nice thing about being a head coach is you get to have input all over the program. So I spent the winter redesigning and tweaking the offense. And me and Coach Rubensall are going to handle that this year. I handed the defense off to one of our great assistants, Jeff Fole. He's going to do a great job for us. He's been around the program for a handful of years. So just trying to be a head coach and empower our assistants and watch them grow in the meantime.
Now, not to give away all your secrets if the Bay coaches are listening tonight, but tell us how you've tweaked the offense. What'll look a little bit different?
Well, we want to make the defense be wrong. You know, if they're going to put eight in a box, we're going to throw it. And they're going to, you know, spread us out, then we're going to run the ball. So just always trying to make the defense defend the whole field and be able to throw and run with power, certainly.
Don, to do that, you put a lot of pressure on your kids on the field to recognize that. How much work does that take with the quarterback and some of those kids? Because they really become your leader on the field. They've got to be able to recognize the sets. They've got to know what's in, how much time has gone into that for you.
Yeah, certainly a lot. We started at the beginning of June, and we had a great July and a great August, and our quarterback, we have a senior quarterback, Bobby Weber, who's processing all those things. And in our most recent scrimmage against Norwalk St. Paul, we really got to see the offense as it was designed in my mind, where we got to do those things and take advantage of some pressures that the defense was giving us. And we certainly were able to run the ball when they spread out with us. So it's been a process. We have good kids. We have smart kids. We have kids that like to study. So I certainly believe our young men can handle it.
Have you gotten to the point where you're looking at film and say, what are you seeing here? Where are we going here?
Oh, yeah, all that stuff.
To that point?
Yes, absolutely. And the film study continues, and it's been great. It's certainly, we have pre-snap reads and post-snap and all those sort of things where we dove into the RPO stuff and the PPO and all that stuff. And it does put a lot of pressure on your quarterback especially. But, again, I believe that he can handle it, and our team is really grasping the idea.
All right. Now, when Tom Evans started as a color commentator, I said, Tom, here's the thing. Somewhere, somebody's listening. They don't have a clue what you're talking about, rollover, dime coverage, and everything else. You do, I do. But tell the listener out there that goes, what is Coach Griswold talking about, RPO and PPO?
Run-pass options, which is package play and pass-pass options. So,
all right.
Again, trying to make the defense be wrong no matter what kind of look they give us, whether they give us man or zone, whether they put seven in the box or they drop, you know, seven. So just take advantage of what you get. So the way that football's traditionally been played is kind of like playing Tecmo Bowl on the old Nintendo system, where if I call a good play and they call a bad play, then it's going to work. And that's just not our game today. It's much more advanced. It's much more a thinking man's game, and we've seen that trickle down from the NFL to the college and certainly now at the high school level.
It was interesting. Earlier we had Matt Kostolnik on, first-year head coach, first time as a head coach. Now, you've been somewhat of in that in-charge role as the former athletic director at Keystone, but still a head coaching role.
Sure.
Has anything in the offseason or this summer kind of snuck up on you like, wow, I didn't know Rob did that?
Yeah, there's been a lot of things. Rob and I did a lot of things 50-50, but I've been blown away at all the things that he did that I didn't even know about. You know, and time management certainly is a big thing. And, you know, my respect for head football coaches has certainly only increased now that I'm actually doing the job and all the things that go in that are non-coaching related that you have to take care of.
So a 6-4 year last year.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask you for wins and losses,
sure.
But where would you like to see the program go in 2017?
You know, we're as simple as it sounds, we're just trying to maximize our talent. We're trying to get the ball to our playmakers in space. We're going to play really fast on defense, and we're going to try to get 1% better every day. You know, it's not just a mantra. It's not just a sign on the wall. It's something that we breathe and show the kids tangibly where they're getting better from day to day, from scrimmage to scrimmage. As long as we do that, the win column will certainly take care of itself.
And before we let you go, earlier in the program, we had Dave McFarland on talking about Rashad Berry down at Ohio State, and we had Luke Durbin on talking about DeMario from North Ridgeville with Ohio State as well. You've got a guy playing premier college football in the SEC, C.J. Conrad at Kentucky. Of course, his younger brother Austin in the MAC at OU. But to have guys playing at that elite level, I mean, to see C.J. and what he's done and the success that he's had, talk about what that means to the Keystone football program and just what it means to say, listen, guys, not that you have that type of talent, but here's what hard work can at least lead to.
Yeah, and certainly CJ is the epitome of an all-American kid with a great family background and hard work and putting in the time, what it can lead to and what he's done down at Kentucky. And he's on all these preseason lists, and he's in the top 5 on this list, top 10 on this list. It's quite amazing that a boy from a small town can do with hard work. And we are blessed to have CJ come around. He's around a lot. He loves talking to our young men. Certainly the town of LaGrange has rallied behind him. When you go down to Lexington for a home game, there's anywhere between 25 and 50 people from LaGrange. They got to shut down half the town. It's a blessing. It's fun to watch. It's amazing to watch. You know, and certainly his parents, Mike and Lois, are this
great
awesome,
people.
Great, down-to-earth, big-hearted people, and it's a great story. I mean, it's just, you know, and like I said, I could talk about CJ for 2 hours, but it's great to have him around our young people.
Very, very cool. So you got to be excited about next Friday night, man.
I am. I'm excited, and I certainly appreciate all that you guys do for our kiddos. You know, we are so blessed here in Lorain County to have you and your whole team over there at EOL and all the coverage we get, and I just really appreciate it, Tim. Thank you.
Therico did tell you about the weekly forecast interview, right?
Yes, I will be available Saturday mornings, no doubt about it.
Well, that's a whole different interview.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's the weekly forecast, and then there's that I'm texting you at 7:30 going, can you come on Saturday morning?
Yeah,
that's
two
different shows.
Well, you got my number. You text me anytime, Tim, and I'll be available for you. I certainly appreciate you, though.
Great stuff, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Don Griswold, he's the new head football coach at Keystone, but certainly no stranger to Keystone football, having been on the staff of Rob Clerico. And, boy, he knows that school and that community inside out, Tom.
Well, the good part is Rob's dad won't be in the press box to harass us anymore either. So that's, you know, thanks, Don, for that. You know, for over 30 years, his dad's been harassing me. So
good,
that's okay.
Good Say that again.
I said they don't make them like Don Clerico.
Not at all. Not at all. And that might be a good thing.